Have you ever heard, or maybe even said it yourself to a child who's all upset, use your words? Here's the thing, it doesn't typically work. Have you noticed that? That's because children don't really understand what it means. So I'm going to tell you another way to tell them something similar that does work. All right. So here's what you do. You teach children ahead of time that if they're upset, what it looks like and what they can say. So start with telling them a story about a time you were angry. Doesn't have to be, you know, big details about something, but just a time that you got mad, and show them, make a face and show them what your face looked like, and then have them make the mad faces so that they know and they feel. Say your skin kind of gets red, huh? They look around. Yeah, it gets red. And look at how your cheeks look, your eyes. All right, now tell the children, when they feel like that, they can say, I'm mad, or that makes me mad. That way, you're teaching children to use their words, but to identify feelings, and you're giving them words. You're helping them to understand what you say when you say, how are you feeling, instead of use your words. And they'll go, I'm mad. Have a great day. You are a difference maker. Yes, you are. And there's many strategies like this and more in my book, Do It Right, 101 Solutions for Discipline Dilemmas. Have a great day.